This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Oh, you know, just a close personal friend drew this for me. You might have heard of him.
Did we lose her?
I have a pumpkin.
So I heard you guys got a package.
It's blurry. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. See? I put them all in like little individual bags so that everybody had their own little thing to open.
So you know what's in these. Flavoring.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to repack all of
them. He had to repack it. I just sent him a big box full of stuff. And they're like, distribute these.
How come Matt's looks so nice?
Mine and just
looks
I like was a like, paper Japan bag. Has paper bags. That's amazing.
Matt's amazing. Was like a 4 o'clock in the morning panic where
the
I was
technology
like,
technology
oh,
out of Japan for holding stuff. Yeah. Paper bags. What will they think of next?
I was like, I got to get this thing packaged up. I'm not sure exactly when Matt's leaving. I may still be in bed. I threw it in the closest available bag and then dropped it in the mailbox. So he got a naughty and nice.
Where's Matt going?
Isn't Matt going to Ontario?
Matt was in town. Yesterday.
I was in Edmonton yesterday for a work Christmas party thing, and then came home. I
not for leisure.
Had people
around.
With me, so what's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, couldn't stick around.
You yeah. travel a
I didn't
lot,
have time
Matt.
To, yeah, I've been all over the place. Yeah. I'm looking forward to not doing some traveling here.
I bet. Are you driving yourself?
To Edmonton. When I went to Medicine Hat, I drive as well. But then a couple weeks ago, I flew to Toronto. And then another couple weeks ago or whatever, I flew to Vancouver as well. So, yeah, I just been all over.
So, for those who may be noticing that there's extra spaces on the video, two extra spaces, a Kat and a Vincent, hopefully, based on people getting their character sheets created.
No pressure.
Hopefully in the new year.
I'm aware.
You motherfucker.
So, 2024. 2024, we're going to be doing a new series in addition to the regular Arcane Dice run by Raf. So we have Vincent and Kat joining us because Kat sent us presents from Japan.
This is how you get on. Yeah. You just send us stuff and you work.
I'm going to work.
And Vincent,
hey,
what did
Vince send us?
I'm really charming and obnoxious. Right? With those powers combined.
He's been sending a lot of really good
Those are the two forms of high charisma.
Right? And
you either annoy someone into doing something you want or you're likable, and I neither, really.
That's fair. That's
right?
Fair.
Fuck me so yeah. So, hello, everybody. Was
hello.
That enough of
woot.
That's a close-up of Rass' nipple.
Nipples. Nipple cam. Ooh, Patreon content, yeah. Right there.
Sorry, I've got.
I mean, I know there's like new rules to Twitch, but that's not what we're on right now.
Yet. Say.
Yet, yet. You say. Not yet.
Sorry, I'm just fighting with my battery right now. My charging cable for my laptop. I gave my brother the good one that I had. And this one is, shall we say, being
not as good.
Touchy. Mm. Yeah, it's being.
I speak from experience. Brothers should not get your best of anything.
Right?
Well, in order to get my brother to do things, I have to sacrifice other things so that. There we go. Charging.
Woo! Woo!
That sounds winning. Super winning. Toxic.
Muted Dave Jones.
So,
well, I used to, like, I wanted my brother to, one of the best things I had was, especially when I was gone, is I used to play World of Warcraft with a bunch of our neighborhood friends that we grew up with. We all played Warcraft, but my big brother didn't have a computer that was really good enough to play it. So I lent him a laptop that I had, but the laptop's charging cable, he, I don't know where the hell he put it, he lost one. So I had another one. So I gave him that one. It was the good one from this one, and then I had a spare.
So but it is, what you tell them is, I basically lent you a free laptop for you to use to your leisure. Go to Memory Express, buy a fucking cord.
Or send the Amazon link.
Yeah, that's great, except for he wouldn't do it, so then I wouldn't get to, he wouldn't play. So, and that was part of the thing was I wanted to hang out with my brothers. I tried to get my little brother to do it too, but the little cunt wouldn't fucking do it. So
even with a laptop charging cable. What?
Pay a subscription-based game. How dare he?
With my little brother as well.
As a little brother, there's something that you get out of not contributing and making your older siblings do everything,
right?
Is how you get revenge for all.
Oh yeah, years worth.
Oh, sorry, Dave, you're muted. Sorry.
Am I?
Dave.
Somebody muted you.
You're muted. Yeah, we lost you. But I can see you, but I can't hear you. Yeah, you're. It's on the Skype. I can see the little mute
it's
mic.
Because
I think somebody
muted him.
I didn't mute him.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it was a pop-up that came up. It said Raph muted Dave.
Oh my god!
I didn't do it. Unless my nipple's bit.
My nipple. It's got a mind of its own.
Right?
Prehensile.
That's horrible.
The nipple mute. Normally, they only see that content on Patreon. I'll make my lighting better. Give me 2 seconds. Unfortunately, I don't even have my Christmas sweater because my mother-in-law borrowed it, so.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's mine. Thing.
That's a great sweater. I like that sweater. Oh my god, it has ears. Everything kind of has ears. It's great.
Christmas mouse? Christmas dog.
Yeah, it's Christmas mouse.
Aw, that's adorable.
That's kind of great.
I'm just glad that the weather's nice right now. We were out for Santa's Anonymous there yesterday, and
you guys will be happy. I am looking into the literal sun right now.
You're looking into the.
Oh, I have a sunlight lamp on my desk for work, and I turn it on. Not like this.
That's not the literal sun. That's not how that works at all.
Oh, I looked into it. Now
that is literally not how that works.
Sun.
Oh.
Who would want sunlight near them, though? Nice. Yeah.
Because when it's really dark throughout the days, I kind of get, like, really sleepy while I'm working.
Isn't Chase a bit of a vampire, so...
Right?
Isn't that anathema to you, the sunlight?
Goblins have sunlight sensitivity.
That's why I
usually did you take the sunlight adaptation fee?
Right. Did you get work to buy that sunlight lamp?
Okay.
No, I actually bought it for my plants, but it's also nice for me.
You use your personal spending account benefit, though, right?
I spent all of that on fishing gear this year.
Okay, wicked. Just making sure that you spent it, you know? Because they'll buy you, like, a computer mouse or a camera or a microphone.
And apparently fishing gear.
Or a facial. Wave
2, I have to figure out what to do with.
Going to the Nordic spa, they'll also pay for that.
yeah, you were telling me about that one. I got to get up there, I think, next year.
Oh, it's amazing.
Man,
the whole reason
there.
We're here...
Oh, yeah.
Cat, yes. What do we got?
Friendship.
Yeah. You guys got to try your stuff together.
Like,
are we doing it right now, or are we supposed to save it
No.
I'm scared. It's from Japan. Yes, it's just like a bag full of panties, right?
Oh, I open this now.
They do have those in Tokyo.
And we didn't get one. This
sorry,
is
sorry. It's a whole
I open now?
Next package. Next package.
No,
yes.
No, you're adding. Your audience.
Wah!
I think I saw a Kit Kat fly out of there.
Oh, there's a few. There's
it's going to be cool. Like, there's like card. All kinds of cool Japanese Kit Kats
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's
so. Yeah, you guys got a half card. Dozen of them.
I got a card from the wheels. Yep. So.
That one was from me. Oh, because I was like, you know what? I'm packing these fucking things. I'll just throw my card in there as well.
Okay, that is, I don't know. It's not going to show up through my stupid screen here.
I like the, yeah, I don't know if you can get it on.
The dragon.
Show up on the face.
There. I can
there
see.
There you go. You got to show half your face. Next to your face there, Raph. There you go.
Great success.
Perfect.
Yeah, those are all handmade.
That's why I'm showing.
Cards.
Yeah.
This is super cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is going on backwards. The wall.
I was just saying.
Right.
That's
thank you.
Also,
I have a frame that this will fit. That's been empty for ages.
That's super cool.
I'm a little concerned about this side of the Christmas tree. Just saying. I mean, all they need is a little bit of a point.
That's poorly.
That's I bet these are gonna feel great.
I was worried.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So those are
okay,
like
so
steak flavored cheesies.
Oh, okay, you got me there.
Yeah, let's go straight.
Steak flavored cheesies.
You guys...
Wagyu crunch.
Oh yeah.
You guys,
you
ready?
Had me at hello.
What are we doing? Are we into the steak flavored cheesies? Is that what we're doing? Fuck, I need a drink. Give me.
I mean, at this rate, you're gonna.
Wait,
have
are we? Yeah. Are we opening
yeah.
one of these?
Yeah, seconds. Yeah, yeah. Give me 10 seconds. I gotta run and grab
steak flavored cheesies.
Okay, are you starting with savory or sweet or sour? Or where are you going?
I don't know.
We're gonna start with savory.
Savory, okay. Oh, steak flavored cheesies. The meal before dessert.
Are we waiting until Raph is back to
they
all
smell like
at the
Mr.
same time? Or...
He's coming.
So
he
okay.
knew what was happening. It's
something
his fault.
That I recently learned. Kat, tell me if I'm incorrect. The reason that a lot of Kit Kats have like sayings and stuff like that is because people give them commonly Kit Kats to people who are doing like exams and stuff like that. Because like Kit Kat sounds like good luck or something like that.
It is a common thing for university students doing exams get Kit Kats, and you can also get them with like and send them in the mail with like a little message and stuff. Yeah,
well, these are good.
Are they good?
They are good.
I thought we were waiting until Raph got back. Dave,
he's right here.
I saw Matt smelling them. How did they smell, Matt?
They smell good. I thought we were waiting for Raph before we tested.
Like the
yeah, I had more than enough time to get a drink before.
They smell like Mr.
It is
Noodles.
The yes. big red bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, crack them open there, Raph.
What does Morley's like look orange Mr. instead Noodles. Of red?
Is this camera?
I have a different light on.
Oh,
he's in the apocalypse.
It's to match
there.
The background.
That's interesting smelling.
Mr. Noodles, right?
Mr.
Noodle. I mean,
Mr. Noodles, yeah.
You not eat these every
like
day.
Mr. Noodle seasoning.
No, I don't eat them every day. They have all kinds of crazy. That's like a really not that weird. They have a lot of weird flavors here.
Weird so things like, in Japan? Get out.
No.
Crazy, right? I know.
I wasn't expecting them to be as sweet as they are.
I know, right? They don't go really spicy here, so any kind of barbecue flavor or anything like that tends to be sweet.
Mm.
And thank you very much, Catherine. The card
thank
is
you.
Very,
right?
It's very sweet. Yeah.
No, I hated it. It was terrible.
I mean,
it hurt my feelings.
Mine has a link to an OnlyFans account, though. So.
It's Morley's own account. Is the funniest thing.
Yeah, that's Morley's.
Oh, that's right. That is my name. It looks different when you're looking at it, not just cutting and pasting it to all your fans. Please. I got it.
Melon flavored Kit Kats.
Yes.
What?
Oh yeah. Crack that open.
A melon flavored.
Melon flavored Kit Kat next. Got it.
Sweet. Wait. Sweet potato Kit Kat.
Sweet potato.
There's
Kit
a sweet
Kat.
Potato Kit Kat, buddy.
What?
They're Halloween ones.
I'm so for confused.
Potato pie.
There's some
ice cream Kit Kats.
Ice cream cake.
Japan has Japan has like a big collection of different Kit Kats. Like in I think it's Nagano and like Jigokundani, like that region, there's an apple that's from that area. And so that specific area gets their own apple flavored Kit Kat. And then there's other apple flavored Kit Kats for other types of apple. Kit Kat has like a big thing going on.
Kit Kat's big.
I was talking to Morley about this when he dropped it off. He's like, I think there's Kit Kats in there. I was like, I literally just watched a video about Kit Kats.
What are the tiny things?
Oh, whoa. That will change your tongue color green.
Oh, but is it tasty?
Well,
I like the blue sugar. One there. Good question. And I think it's just gum too.
What is with the
melon?
Are we doing a melon?
Oh, okay. So that one.
Yeah, you said correct. Raph's
holding a sour lemon and a sour. They're called umeboshi. They're sour pickled plum. So they're supposed to be really, really sour. How sour? Oh, yeah. That's up to you guys to decide.
So sour. It looks like the lemon's committing a war crime.
Yeah, right.
Actually, it looks like he's having a crime committed against him.
Wait, yeah, hold up. Okay, I'll agree with that one.
Is this Kit Kat devil fruit?
No, that's melon. That's melon.
It has like the little thing on it, like it's a devil fruit.
Right, I gotta try a melon Kit Kat.
Super rubbery after that.
Am I? Yeah, exactly. Is this gonna make me really rubbery or like shoot fire or something? Dibs. Ooh. Fire.
Well, right, no, so we're trying the melon Kit Kat.
Yeah, melon. Right. Kit Kat.
It is a peachy flavor color. It looks like skin.
It's going to taste familiar.
It looks like skin.
You're going to bite it and be like, where was that in my childhood?
Build that up there, Dave. That's exactly what I want in my candy is it looks like skin. It
smells good.
I think I gave you a couple extra of those.
For the necromancer in you. Jesus. Here's your skin, Kit Kat.
You about a size 14?
Oh, my God. You eat it like a psycho. You didn't even break them in half. Wow. You just ate both bars at the same time.
That is...
Now I know why people say the word
that trigger. Is really good. What kind of melon is that?
I make my own rules.
It's cat like
Hubba Bubba melon, I think.
That really,
it's like good. It's like a honeydew sherbet.
Yeah, they really like honey here. But yeah, the melon is a big flavor here in summer, especially. And they have like this melon bread. It's called melon pan. It's quite good.
Oh, that is deadly.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I am so jealous.
Telling you guys, you got to come to Japan and we can film an episode here.
I would be so fat.
I really want to.
I would love to go to Japan. The only reason that I haven't been to Japan was because of COVID and I spent that money on a house and that's all of my money now. What?
Yeah.
That's houses.
It's not cheap. The airfare from here to there, terrible.
Well, yeah, when everything opened back up, I was like looking at prices and I was like, oh, I didn't see, like, it's not surging as much as I thought it would be. And then I looked again recently. I was like, oh, there it is. Yep.
Never mind. Yeah, you gotta wait. I mean, right now it's surging up because of New Year's, but it'll go down later. High season is terrible, though.
Are we doing the sweet potato one?
Yeah, sweet. Let's try the sweet potato.
Oh, I just opened up the melon one. I'm sorry. Jesse,
you should have.
No, that's fine. The melon was the one we just did. Eat it. Tell us what kind of Hubba Bubba it reminds you of.
Oh, Hubba Bubba.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not the biggest fan of sweets.
Raph, I can't hear you.
I am not the biggest fan.
I'm absolutely muted. Thank you there, Vince. I was muted. But so these are different color, but they're the same flavor?
Yeah, the Halloween ones.
They're sweet potato. They're both sweet potato.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Some of them had different
colors.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Same mem shows.
They smell like vanilla.
Just different wrapper. Can we all just be impressed that Dave's olfactory senses still work with the amount of smoking he does?
And how sick I am.
That's interesting.
The melon is actually
the melon
not that
one
bad.
Better.
The melon was pretty good. I'm not actually mad about that. I considered eating the entire thing.
Yeah, that does smell a lot like vanilla, doesn't it?
It tastes a lot like vanilla.
Getting a very melony.
Sweet potato, I'm actually.
They have.
I'm still eating meat.
Sweet potato reminds me of tapioca.
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Kat, right? When we send you stuff, what do you want? Like all dressed chips?
What are you missing?
Some, chips? Sesame snaps.
Oh, that's a great. Yeah, ketchup chips. We can't
venison
get
jerky.
You can't get ketchup chips.
There's a lot of deer nearby in Nara, but I'm told you're not allowed to eat them. I was also told I'm not allowed to wrestle with them.
What?
Oh, the deer.
Yeah, yeah. I went. So it's going to sound like aren't a crazy deer, person like, thing to say, though? But I'm really sure that I could beat a deer in a knife fight. And my wife says I can't, and I'm not allowed to try. And when we were in Nara, I was like, these deer are like itty bitty. I could like fist fight these deer. And then she got bit by them, and they didn't mess with me. They let me pet them and stuff, but they like bit her on the butt.
Vince, I'm just going to say, you're not winning a fucking knife fight against a deer. If it's got its full rack on, you're toast, my friend.
I'll sacrifice an arm to the rack.
Does the deer get a knife?
They file down their
it has face knives.
Yeah, do they do that to those deer?
Well, yeah, they nub down
their knives. I thought they were just like wild.
No, the ones in Nara are cared for by the temples. And I mean, they're really cared for well. And they're very like domesticated, but the cool thing is you get like snacks and stuff, and you bow to them and they'll bow back at you, and then you can offer them snacks. But sometimes a lot of them will like surround you in a big crowd, yeah, and they'll start getting aggressive.
Don't break those snacks into quarters to give them one quarter at a time. They'll fuck you up. That's what my wife learned. They don't play this give you a little piece game. No, give me the whole deer cookie.
If you have snacks and you don't give them your snacks, they're like,
yeah,
that's it. You're done.
That's right.
Yeah. But Vince.
In fact, I got in trouble when we got home because I didn't bring home these magic deer cookies that summon deer from all over. And my hunter family was like, hold the fuck up. You had deer cookies, and you didn't bring any home. Yeah, that's a fact.
Vince,
your hunter family, yeah, and you just said leave out a fucking tin of bird feed, and all of the deer will come for that anyways. Like, yep. What?
But Kat just gave you their weakness. Just bow to them when they bow back to you. That's when you attack. Never, exactly. Never take your eyes off your enemy.
Sink the teeth into the back of their neck. You know, jump on like deer.
Do you remember the original Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, were we like talking like the 90s?
Yeah. But you remember, yeah, what was the guy? Yeah. I can't remember the guy's name.
Yoshi?
No. Yoshi.
Are you talking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3? That one where they go back and.
When they're the very first one in New
Master
York.
Splinter?
No, Master Splinter was the good guy. There's Shredder, yeah, and then his second in command. I can't remember his name right now, but he grunts a lot.
He was like a rhino. Game?
No, he wasn't. The first movie, not the new stuff. There was no rhino
the
in the first
brain
one.
Jar? No, now that's cartoon.
That's Krang.
The guy who's in the headquarters.
Are you talking about the guy that had all the blades and stuff
that's
on him?
Shredder. Oh my god.
No, the rat one.
Are you talking about the pig guy?
You know what? We have the internet.
That's gonna hurt me. I don't remember him having you're talking about like a Foot Clan.
He's the guy that Casey Jones knocks out in the golf club.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie that well.
Shame on you.
Because I probably haven't seen it since the year 2000.
I probably haven't seen it since the 90s. Like,
you should all be.
Exactly, yeah. I was a wee in when them came out.
How sour are these? Can somebody tell me? Because I've had a pneumo
Let's find
there.
Out.
Or plum, and I thought that was fine, but like I'm really not great with sour candy.
Are we doing the lemon or the?
Oh, that sounds great.
The problem with
that's how you make good
umeboshi is it's fine if you have just one, but they become a bit addicting. Like one time I had,
no, they're tasty.
They're tasty.
They're actually good.
Which one?
I'm not
the one
a,
time
I'm not a salad
I had
guy,
a,
so
a box of them I'll while pass. I was watching a movie, and Marley. I got mouth blisters.
What's so the red one?
Can... Yeah, that's the acetic acid.
Is the red one apple or cherry?
Yeah, plum.
Plum.
Pickled. Sour plum. Pickled plum.
Is it gum?
Yeah.
It's gum?
Yeah, it's so good, guys.
Marley, your face.
Chase looks like she's done hers already. Are you
I'm going to
Chase just blow the gum immediately.
Look at Marley. No, I haven't.
It's a palate.
Which one did you do?
It's delicious.
Chase, what did you eat?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, I've just been
is
eating
it gum.
Oh, fuck. That sour pickled plum. I mean,
fuck. That's not gum. So it should be chewable and swallowable.
Oh, gum.
Yeah, you can swallow it. You can swallow it.
Gum.
Oh, no.
I mean, you can.
It's gum.
I mean, I swallow
gum.
You
can. You can swallow everything right? once.
Well, I don't want to. I'm going to save those for later then if it's gum. I don't want to.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to waste those.
Holy
do
shit.
Do it, Chase.
Right?
The whole thing. Whole thing. Do it.
Do you know how fucking small my mouth is? I can't even have like a full stick of
Jesse
fries.
Jesse does. Hey-o.
Dear Patreon content.
Wow.
I believe in you.
Holy Lord, thunder of Jesus.
Well, we can go back to the Kit Kats. There's, is that hazelnut?
It's a, yeah. Oh, that's a chestnut.
Chestnut?
Yeah, very okay. popular fall flavor.
We still have
here.
Chestnut and ice cream. And then there's a green one that doesn't matcha. Have a name on it. It just,
yeah, that one's just green tea.
Yeah, green tea. Okay. Well, let's. I'm interested in the not hazelnut.
Chestnut.
All right.
Chestnut.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that was really sour.
This isn't even holy that bad.
Then you
sorry,
the whole thing.
Dave.
Sorry, what were
you
doing now?
Package didn't get
chestnut
for, like,
chestnut
biological hazards.
Kit chestnut. That Kit Kat.
Wow.
I don't think I got a chestnut Kit Kat.
But that looks like a hazelnut.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that's just green?
No.
No, that's matcha.
That's a green tea one.
The hazelnut looks like Morley.
Yeah, I got two ice creams, I got two matcha, I got two melon, and I got two sweet potato. I didn't get a chestnut. But that's okay.
Oh, shitty. I'm so sorry.
It buddy. Just means I'm not loved. You know?
It's,
I'm kidding.
I'm glad you know it, Vince.
That is an accurate assessment.
It's very coffee-like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great fall flavor.
And you were saying that some of the stuff is just seasonal, like it's here and gone.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of stuff, like the chestnut, the sweet potato will be here for like 2-3 months and then gone. And you won't see it till next season.
That's like cherry Pepsi here.
Guys, I got... Kat sent me specifically because there wasn't enough for everybody else, so get rocked.
The banana pockies?
I got...
Is that pocky?
Oh, you son
yeah,
of a...
Is that
caramel
pocky?
It's
an
assaulted caramel.
Oh, yeah. What?
Nice.
Salted caramel pocky with chocolate?
Oh, no, it disappeared. No. No, like yeah, it's all just caramel. It's so good. It's delicious.
You're a monster.
It gets on your lips.
He had to get something extra for doing all the work. He was doing all the work.
Right? What
work? Receiving
I
gifts?
I drove to Edmonton for mine.
That is true.
I mean, I did significantly less work for yours.
Morley was welcomed into my very messy house.
Yeah, and she force-fed me a cookie, and one of her dogs tried to pile-drive my balls with her head.
Sounds about right.
You showed up at, like, the worst moment. I had just gone back from groceries, so they weren't completely out, and I had just pulled out every, like, container from my fridge and, like, taken it all out to the green bin, so it was, like, maximum chaos.
I don't think Morley noticed... But he showed up at my house also at not the greatest time. He told me like 11 minutes before he left. And so I got out of bed and I by the time he knocked, I was racing downstairs and he knocked and I was like, I was just standing on the other side of the door, putting on my shirt before I let him in. It took me so long to open the door. And I was like, he's going to think you maybe have the wrong house or something, but he doesn't want to see my body.
I mean,
well, he came by my place and everybody ignored the doorbell.
Everyone did. I danced in front of that camera for like 2 minutes.
It was Fortnite dances.
Raf, you did get something in your mailbox. Nobody else did, though.
Yeah.
A bribe. So her character can survive.
Something special for the DM.
I've yet.
Oh, God damn it. Am I opening it here, or is this like secret for the...
It's up to you. You'll know when you get it.
Yeah, you can.
I'm nosy.
Can
open
untie
it.
And take a look at it.
All right. Well, let's see. What's this?
Is it a visa so we can work in Japan?
Yeah.
It's a spell.
I don't think
I'm still working on Dave's application to be a pusher. Train pusher.
On the subway.
Oh.
You know somebody what? Can push the Shinkansen.
I would love that job.
Yeah, just like
getting up to 600 kilometers an hour, just Dave's a natural sprinter.
Dave's pushing them in to the trains.
Ooh, this is fucking good.
What's that one?
What's that one?
You guys already ate it, the nut one.
Yeah, it's very coffee-y. Yes.
Yeah, the chestnut. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. That's I don't feel left out.
Incredible.
This isn't one of the ones that says adult taste on it, though.
Well, I think I'm just looking here to make sure there's nothing on here.
I chose one that was, like, simple, so it was a non-cheat for me.
Well, it's not that it's non-cheat, it's just...
Or adult flavor or adult taste or something?
Yes.
Yes.
I just had to make sure there's nothing on there.
Because it's not that sweet. Yep. Like, green tea is very strong and adult flavor.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating one of the green tea ones.
You're going to do a green tea one?
Well, while you're eating the green tea, this is... Hold on a second. Can I see myself?
Matthew, you showing off what you got?
I'm trying to. I just had to pull up so I can see if the map is actually showing up.
So. Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Remember
that? Say Neverwinter Wood?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's on the Sword Coast. That looks like the Sword Coast.
It is the Sword Coast.
Oh, that is Neverwinter Wood.
It is specific to the adventure that you guys are going to be in. That's why I had to look at it first to make sure there was nothing in there that would give any spoilers. I'm sure some of you may have read the Cole's notes on what the adventure is, but I just want to make sure that nobody's gone. Got anything single. Thank you, Kat. That's fantastic.
And that that green tea is interesting.
Oh, green tea, we're on that one. Okay, hold on a sec.
I was always taught as a child that if I was at like grandma's or something and I didn't like something I was served, to say it was interesting. That way my parents would know. So that they could, you know. So every time you say that, Morley, when you're like, "This is interesting," I'm immediately like,
"He doesn't like it."
We gave my kiddo the out of like, well, it's not my favorite.
Oh yeah, okay, that's good.
But it's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where that came from?
Is that why she says I'm not her favorite?
It's not my favorite. The chocolate pancake covered in chocolate. Nice. It's not my favorite.
Yep.
I can be her least favorite because I'm also her only.
Right. So, you're also her most favorite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, you're the only all on my side. They're still Uncle Rob.
Are these straws or are they candy cigarettes?
Those are candy cigarettes for you guys. And I think there was one person that didn't end up getting one.
Bob Dog.
I can't remember that who that was. Oh, I'm so sorry, Chase.
I get that I'm allergic to cigarettes, but candy ones seem like they would be fine, Morley.
I apologize.
She's already had her growth stunted. She doesn't need cigarettes.
Yeah.
You see the side eye there from Chase? That was fantastic.
There you go, Dave.
No, it's actually kind of funny because Morley was asking Jesse about chew because there was a tin right by my front door. And Jesse was like, oh no, I stopped doing it after me and Chase started dating. And now it's mostly like an at work or if I'm super stressed out kind of thing. But there was one time when we first started going out. And he used to, like, constantly, and he kissed me, and my face swelled up to the point where I couldn't open my eyes. Oof. And he was like, so
that's a superpower.
We're going to stop that now.
Crack that out when you've upset him.
What's up, my
God?
So,
man, these candy cigarettes are not.
He'll come home and, like, brush his teeth and, like, wash his hands and stuff.
What are they, like, a blue lemonade kind of flavor, or?
Yeah, they're
great. There's this kind of cider in Japan called namune, and it's sort of their version of lemonade, namune. So it's like a kind of cider, it's like a lemonade cider flavor,
But namune. Well, I'm used to Ramune sodas here. Are they not the ones with the marbles?
They're the blue
in them?
Ones, and they have a marble, and you pop the marble down in their glass. It's really cool.
I had one of those like last week.
There you go. So that's lemonade flavored.
That is this flavor.
Mm. We have those
at the Asian market there in Northtown.
I got mine in Montreal.
Well, TNT, just across the street from Northgate Mall. You can get them at Superstore, or at least mine, but I found that my Superstore is a very Asian demographic.
That's really good. I like that. I'm going to start smoking.
No. They don't taste like that.
Candy cigarettes still in Canada, or has that been kind of like...
Oh, they have candy sticks.
They still have like Popeyes.
Popeyes.
But the quality of them are just dog water compared to.
But they were always dog
water. They're
very interesting.
Like, they were sugar. They were never great, but they were like sugar, whatever.
No, that was I really really like that flavor. That's
flavored plaster, you mean? I'm assuming that those aren't. They're probably absolutely delightful, but
yeah,
these are.
You can get one.
What is it?
Popeyes. I bought them.
You know. You know what? What's super crazy? Okay, your
what?
Oh no! Morally fucked up the count.
Yeah, I blame Morally.
Hilarious. Okay.
I notice he is also conspicuous by his absence.
Right? He showed up at my house and I gave him a cookie. God.
He didn't even give me a suck on this?
You didn't even thank me for tipping. No.
Am I?
Yep. Just stick it in your mouth and something will happen.
Am I supposed to draw something on the back of my Kit Kat?
That's so you could like send someone a message and give it as a present.
Oh.
But you don't have to.
It seems like a lot of work.
Obviously.
I Google translated one of these and it says like you are the main character or something like that.
All right, I'm gonna try the ice cream Kit Kat.
Chase has popped one of the ones that's supposed to color your tongue.
Yeah.
Is this gum?
Chase, I think I'm doing the same thing Chase is with the blue color tongue doodle. Do I want texture side down or up?
Yeah, look at Chase's tongue.
Holy.
Oh, hey, here's the guilty culprit back.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Morley.
Hey, Morley. Chase didn't get any cigarettes. Do you know why?
Because I'm smoking them right now.
No, because...
Oh, shit, you got two?
All right, so this is going to be like instant blue, funny. Is it?
I'll save one and give it to you next time I see you there,
Chase. Look at Chase's mouth and tell me what you think.
Holy.
Oh, wow. That's just blue dye.
Yep.
But it's got no flavor.
Yep. Looks like you chewed on a pen.
What color's your tongue, Dave?
It has flavor. It tastes like bubblegum.
Yeah. Blue. It tastes like blue.
Dave, color smoker, blue. Sick.
It's true. Nope. It's true. So I took the steak cheesies in to Pat and Millie. I was like, hey, you guys want to try one? Pat was like, and then grabbed the whole bag and I left with all my fingers, but that was
I was
close.
Just about actually to do the up your back. I gotta run these the seconds upstairs for the
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too. Give me 2 seconds.
God bless
I was trying to paint my tongue.
Give me a second.
Blah blah.
Chase's tongue got dark.
I think it's just dark in my room.
Super like
dark,
Chase's right? tongue is like a DC movie. It's like a really dark blue.
Only half of my tongue.
Yeah, mostly that one side.
Only half? Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
You need one more. You need to eat one more.
Look at Vincent.
You just got to get the underside of the tongue, too, there, Vince.
Yeah, that's right. You got to swirl it around.
I think here we have, like, such an aversion to, like, food dye and stuff like that now.
We only use it for our toilets.
Ah.
Right?
You just Kool-Aid. Buy things to flush them down the toilet.
It's a work joke.
Oh, dye tablets.
Well, yeah, we just use our dye for our toilets. If you have a toilet leak and you put dye in the tank, you can usually see if it's changing the color in the bowl, and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's leaking.
Oh, my God, I got an escalation the other day.
I don't like the way that Raph pops out of the dungeon.
He put juice in his top tank of his toilet to change the color, and then it got moldy.
Ew. Yeah, no.
Great. Don't put juice there? Why? Why?
Yeah.
You can put, like, garam or something, like masala spice, like something that's not going to mildew. If you don't have food coloring, use one of those spices that turn shit green.
Mouthwash.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, mouthwash.
Food coloring. Just go to the store. Get food coloring.
Food coloring today for $2 for paint.
There was a lady who told me she was going to use wall paint, and I was like, don't. Don't do that. For so many reasons, don't you dare.
What is the reason that you want your toilet water to be colored?
So if you put food coloring in the tank of your toilet, and then you watch your bowl over the next like 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, if you see the food, the color change in the bowl, then you know that water is leaking from the tank into the bowl.
I see. Okay.
Because like the flapper valve might not make a perfect seal, or maybe there's a bit of buildup of calcium or something. Leaks are expensive. That's really the gist of it.
Yeah. I'm going back to the cigarettes.
Who doesn't like putting food coloring in their toilet?
Yeah. Right up there with putting it in your eyes, you know?
In your eyes?
Who doesn't food color their sclera now and then?
Oh, wow.
Kidding. Don't do that.
That was absolutely amazing.
That was cool.
I'm
Thanks,
glad
Pat.
I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this was very generous. Thank you.
Fun. Yeah. Yay.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Yes. And thank you so much for all my special extra presents.
Don't wrap it
that
in.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Hawkins. Thanks for the double.
Where do you live, Morley? What's your address?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives like super close to me.
Yeah. Go steal those Bakkies, Jeez.
There's a lot of pressure.
I'll go leave more weird phallic vegetables on his front porch.
And garden gnomes.
Now, is that a threat or a challenge?
A little bit of both. Right? Column A, column B.
Don't tease me with a good time.
Oh.
All right. So should me and Vincent let you guys get on with your recording, your adventure there?
Oh, we're already recording.
Well, I...
Are you guys live?
This is episode one.
We're not live.
Are we ever live?
We did live once.
We went live and got absolutely blasted once, and I don't know if I'm prepared to ever do that again.
What do you mean?
I love how Chase says we got blasted when it was Chase. Dave did too.
What happened?
Chase and Dave got drunk? What?
Way too drunk.
Oh
I see. Yeah.
Was that for the Christmas one last year? Yeah, because you guys got
loaded
up there.
Yeah, no, I can admit I was pretty. You can't run a game loaded.
But now you're experienced at it, Dave. Right? So you should try again.
But how does not being live treat that? Just means you're loaded in the recording instead of live. Right?
Because every time Dave went drink, I did, and it ended poorly.
Well,
there are a lot of moments in your recording.
That was some wonderful content.
I think when you consider mass, you should just not try to pace Dave.
I mean, Chase usually shows up. Two drinks ahead. So I was the one playing catch up.
She shows up dinner down in two drinks games. Ahead. She's like, no, I don't want food in my tummy. That'll slow down the glug.
Two to three beer Chase is best Chase.
Yep.
She's pretty entertaining.
I don't know how I feel.
But I didn't know that you guys got lit up for it. Lit up by the way, sure.
They were lit, I think, as in they were lit. Like they were like,
lit. See. That you meant like our public revolted against you or something.
Oh, no. I don't have to be drunk for that.
We have a public.
I'm going to have to make myself coffee martinis or espresso martinis for the game.
Dave, has anybody actually contributed any money to your coffee? Whatever the hell that thing was.
I need coffee.
What's going on with that?
Nothing.
It's kind of like Patreon, but it's a bit different. Buy me coffee. I find it most for translations groups and stuff like that. Not so much DD campaigns, but...
Right.
I think the whole point of that one is because they don't have like an overhead cost. It's like you get 100% instead of with Patreon where they take like a percentage.
Yeah.
Also my light move.
How dare they?
Your light move?
You can use it's almost like it's supposed to simulate the sun which travels.
Right.
Some wouldn't be very good if it just stayed in one spot.
The sun! The sun!
The sun.
Mr. Golden Sun. Kill my enemies.
Well, the sun is moving too. We're all moving through space.
I mean, that's not completely.
All matter
confirmed.
Is alive. There's scientists out there that would disagree.
There's certainly people. I don't know if they're scientists.
No, scientists.
No, they'll tell you they're scientists.
Yeah.
It's just going to go to the end of the Earth.
Scientology, perhaps. That's right. Got to find the edge.
Except
you get pushed.
I mean, it can't be that hard to find. If it was flat, it would not be that hard to find.
Right? Just keep going. And then...
Right? Like, I don't get it. How can they just... It's flat. It can't be flat. We would have found it.
Now, hold on for a second.
People aren't necessarily travelers.
let's be realistic. Well, let's be realistic. How many bodies of water on the planet are carbonated?
It's not spicy.
don't believe you.
Zero?
Are they carbonated? So then the earth is pretty flat.
Not spicy.
Oh, hello, Jesse.
No bubbles. No bubbles.
Well, he's looking at the packaging. Jesse. He's going, I don't want it. It looks spicy.
Oh, the sour. Oh, yeah.
Is he eating it?
But do you only have that little
Is he eating it?
No, I ate the other half of the one that you were eating.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey. How come his face hasn't turned inside out like mine did?
He's not even dying.
He's used to chew.
This boy will sit there with like the family size bag of Sour Patch Kids and like dummy half of it in a sitting.
Okay, well, okay, wait. There's Sour Patch Kids.
Are they talking shit?
And then there's those things.
Yeah. Christmas hands, Jesse. Yeah. Christmas hands.
He can't hear you. I'm so sorry. You
need to. I guess you'll have to watch the episode, Jesse.
We're talking.
That's right, Jesse. Christmas hands. Yep. Getting them Christmas hands.
Mm-hmm. We're talking serious shit.
Yeah. I chased you.
I was just asking how your face hasn't turned inside out yet.
It's sour.
How dare you?
I used to eat Warheads just for fun as a kid.
Oh, to be young again, right?
I mean, yeah. Have all that skin on your tongue. Taste buds. Just slough off in one sheet.
Who needs skin anywhere?
I didn't hate this one.
Right? And tongues are useless.
So you can just pick up skin on like every car.
Thank you. Oh, I like that one.
Grab.
Is that the lemon one?
The melon.
Oh, the melon was so good.
Melon.
I cried a little when I handed it over to the wife and kid.
Oh, has he tried the barbecue thingamabobbers there, Chase?
Hmm?
The barbecue thingamabobbers.
Oh, no, I ate all those. There's none for him.
Yeah, I see the empty bag.
Smell it, Jesse. Smell it.
You may turn it inside out and lick the dust from the corners of the bag.
Grovel for flavor.
This is also gum.
It's not gum. It just...
It's not spicy.
They're sour.
They're both sour. They're both supposed to be the Uma Boshi.
Yeah,
sour.
Ume Boshi.
Sour is
Boshi. Thank you. Pear. Why do I keep on calling it a pear?
I don't know.
Drunk.
Looks like a cherry with a bum chin.
It does.
And a kissy face.
Right?
Is that what Morley's face
looks like? Yeah,
oh yeah, Morley
cheeking.
Was
it's
like full
grimace.
Oh yeah, it was killing me.
Big
yeah,
did not like
that. Was a great.
It was very sour. I enjoyed that, but it was killing me.
I was freaking out. I thought it would be much worse.
Okay. I won't give you anything that kills you.
Yeah.
Well,
see you guys.
Bye, Jess.
See you, Jess.
Bye, Jesse.
Everyone says bye.
How about those smoked Hakone eggs? Have you tried those?
Aren't those the 1,000-year-old duck eggs, or?
It's just an egg that's been like smoked, so it's black instead of.
Yeah, they're okay. I don't mind them. And there's also these Taiwanese like eggs that have been almost jellified too that are pretty good.
Oh, what? I haven't tried those. I saw the Hakone ones, the smoked eggs, and I was like, that seems super interesting. Nope.
But a smoked egg doesn't seem bad because like I have boiled eggs that are like seasoned and stuff. What is the difference?
Nothing. They just came out black and that's made me uncomfortable.
Really smoked and salty. They're very salty too.
I like a good pickled egg.
When we went for sushi there, we ate all our sushi, and one of the things we got was like a tempura shrimp. So we finished our shrimp, but when they serve it to you, it has like, or no, sorry, we start from the top. It was not tempura shrimp. It was just shrimps there. So she ate all of the shrimp except for the head and the tail. And she left them on the plate, and when they took them away, they brought them back in a little dish, tempura battered and fried, just the head and tail. And I was like, I don't know if they're fucking with you, or if this is, like, how it works. Like, if you don't eat it, they fry it to bring it back to you. Like, maybe it's just normal here, or maybe they're fucking with us, because we're clearly tourists.
I've never heard of...
And she just ate their head and tail.
You can.
It was great. She was like, it's all right.
You can eat the chitin. Chitin?
Chitin.
Yeah.
We have this thing.
I know.
Cat.
No, we weren't sure if they were just like maybe it was a practical joke on us, but maybe it wasn't, and she wasn't gonna risk it. She was like, "Know what? They brought it back out fried, and I don't think there's a lot of room in Japanese culture for that kind of tomfoolery. So it's probably serious. Maybe this is like a thing. I'm just going to eat it. Whatever. And I was like, I'm not. Whole. Those are eyes.
And I will eat them whole. But I don't know if that's just me. Some people leave the heads.
If you should try leaving a head sometime and see if they bring it back fried. Right. And if they don't, never tell me. I'm kidding.
All right. Should we let you guys get on with your adventure?
Yeah. I suppose. I mean,
I suppose.
You being here just limits the violence that could be done to them.
That is true.
I don't want to risk limiting violence. So.
Well, I mean, we're already at, from when I started recording, we're at 51 minutes already there, Dave. Are you sure you want to?
I am at an hour and 6 minutes.
I'm at an hour and two.
Is that a daddy soda?
This?
Yeah, Chase is ready.
See, I'm at 48.
No, hey, this is, I bought these the other day at the farmer's market. I was really excited about them.
Gorilla.
So it's not a daddy soda?
I mean, it's daddy soda adjacent.
Now,
somehow it's different.
It's not, I'm not daddy soda.
I'm old. This is an actual soda brand, or are we talking some like?
No, daddy soda is like
Okay.
So Sea Change, which is local, this is like one of their newest products that they've done, and they call it a near beer. Because it's
crushed beers, not drinks.
Yeah. It's like they say it's non-alcoholic, but it does have like 0.5 of a percent.
Well, most non-alcoholic beers do have
some. That's cool. Hmm. But yeah, I'll drop off. So y'all can play. Catherine, it was really lovely meeting you. Do you prefer Catherine or Cat?
Cat, both are fine. Cat's easier.
Okay.
How about you, Vincent or Vince?
I don't usually have a preference. I don't know why it still says Monterey Jack on my screen and then other things for other screens.
Avatar.
Vince or Vincent, either one is fine.
All right.
What if we call you Vinny?
Vinny.
Or the V.
Oh, Vinny the V.
As long as we don't call him Seth Rogen.
I'm not picky. I'm not picky. But yeah, you guys have fun. Good luck with
all right. See you guys.
Thank you for the treats.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye,
Christmas.
Yeah.
Bye,
Vince.
Merry Christmas.
That was fantastic, guys.
That was fantastic. Cool.